Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio. Bazaria. County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 23rd day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and just socked in sickening smoke. This is the rest of until it goddamn snows. I mean, I hope they're making lots of money out there in the fire suppression industry, a $5 Mexican shovel at a time, because we're sure enjoying the smoke. It's disgusting. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Donald Trump's signing of the 2019 NDAA will lead to more dead Yemenian children, and we'll get into that when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaving, looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could love, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Donald Trump's signing of the 2019 NDAA will lead to more dead Yemenian children, and this is from Conscious Resistance, as it was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Donald Trump recently made it clear he will not accept any limitations on the U.S.'s military's logistical support of the war in Yemen. You know, killing little kids. You know, he loves children. They all love children. Just don't, you know, just murdering people in other countries for his Jewish masters. On August 13th, and not to mention the NDAA, well, we know what that. On August 13th, Donald Trump did what every president does every single year. Without question, he signed an annual military budget bill, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019. And you remember? Way back when, you know, when they were selling us on that Constitution and what a great deal it was going to be for us, and the only power to levy war, I mean, it would have to be a declared war from the Congress, and it had to be a limit, something describing when the war would be over with, and what the goal of the war was, and then there had to be financing for that war, and when the war was over, the taxation was gone, or however the money was raised was gone. the war, I mean, but now we live in a world of perpetual war where we're going around the world for our Jewish masters. And, you know, Yemen, I feel sorry for the people of Yemen. You know, it's just like Libya. You discover an oil field off your coast and goddamn, uh-oh. So there's some people coming to help you, and they're coming. They never get, nobody even knew who in the hell you were until you showed up with a pool of oil. But now they're coming, and they're coming, and that man, they need regime change. They need to be in control of that wealth and that oil, because they just don't got enough, them poor people. I mean, they need more. 2019, some readers may recall that since 2011, the NDAA has included a provision which allows for the indefinite detention of American citizens with, and I'm not an American citizen, I'm American national, without a right to trial. And see, that's the only part they're putting in here. I mean, we just went over it the other day where it's not only that. It is the military arrest of, indefinite detention of, and ordered execution of American nationals without any due process. Just ordered by the government, you know, the dictatorship that doesn't exist in this country, but that does just on paper. When you read it, I guess it does exist. Land of the free, home of the brave, you betcha. Many of you may remember that President Obama had no problem signing the NDAA 2012 in 2011, which legalized the indefinite detention of American citizens suspected of ties to terrorism. The indefinite detention provision is still contained in the NDAA and has been approved by Congress every year since its first passed. That is declaration of war against the American people. And what else can it be? That is saying you don't have a Bill of Rights, isn't it? That is saying that we see this Bill of Rights, we can read it and shove it up your ass. We're your rulers. We are your dictators. You will do what you are told, or we will punish you or kill you or indefinitely detain you. Send the military to your house. What do you think that those, that militias back in the 1775 would think of what became of what they fought and died for? I guess, I mean, this is worse than what they were facing. Donald Trump continued this trend by signing the NDAA 2019. However, Trump made it clear that there were certain provisions in this year's bill that he would not abide by. In a 15-page signing statement issued Monday night, President Trump revealed that he intends to ignore many of the myriad provisions of the 2019 National Defense Authorization Act. The NDAA, $716 billion military spending bill, antiwar.com reports. It doesn't say, it says he intends to ignore many of the provisions. He didn't just come out and declare, I mean, he is the president. I don't know, he's supposed to be. I mean, we know what he really is. But just declare, you cannot do that. This is an act of high treason to even ever have put that into any kind of a first, there ain't no defense spending bill every year. By our original constitution, there had to be a declaration of war by the Congress. And then the monies were to be raised by the Congress to fight that war. And that war had a specific goal when it was over. And when the spending would stop. Now it's just perpetual war for the perpetual. He loves that. And this pretense that he isn't deeply involved with and loved and probably getting kickbacks from 50 fucking directions from the industrial war complex is laughable. But they put this one little short thing in. I mean, they got you under a total veil of tyranny. Blatant tyranny, in your face tyranny, and they throw these little things in here. Certain things that he ain't going to go along with. Well, which certain things is that? Just which certain things are those? If get the Bill of Rights out, get the National Defense Authorization Act, where it says that the military can arrest you. Wasn't that what they were doing in the colonies? Wasn't the king's soldiers going around arresting people, taking their property, detaining them indefinitely, executing them on the order of the generals of the king? Wasn't that exactly what they were doing? Wasn't that exactly what we went to war with these pricks for with the first time around? I guess we're right back to where we started, as was intended. Trump explicitly says he will not follow provisions which he believes get in the way. This is what he ain't going to follow. It ain't the... indefinite detention. It isn't the military arrest. It isn't the execution of American nationals by the by their government that serves them, that's there to protect their absolute rights to due process of the law before they can be, and which, you know, our right to self-government. No, that isn't what he's taking exception with. Trump explicitly says he will not follow provisions which he believes get in the way of certain military missions. Okay, so they throw this in here right after this statement about the indefinite detention, or I mean, whatever in the hell they threw in here. Let's see, 15 page. Intends to ignore many of the merit provisions of the 2019 National Defense Authority. He's not talking about that indefinite detention or that government execution of government enemies, because the government, you know, is of, for, and by the people, and that government can execute you. Completely remove. I mean, this is the complete removal of your Bill of Rights. Tell me it isn't. Somebody get on here and argue with me about it. He explicitly says he will not follow provisions which he believes get in the way of certain military missions. You know, the conquest of the Middle East by Zion, the complete control of this planet by his Jewish masters, and he is a Jewish self. The complete enslavement of the Goyim by the Zionists. That's what he will not. He will not go along with anything that gets in the way of that. If I can't blow up schools and shit if I want to terrorize the people of Yemen into handing their oil over to my Zionist masters. Yeah, he ain't gonna let you get in the way with that. Now you will see. You know, like we're talking about. You know, in the first day, I'm gonna sign. Dak is gone. And then after that, they're all going out. Every one of them's going out. Yeah, he tell you shit like that, and then come back around. And now we're talking. We just need to make some policies here, and that's another game they're playing. You know, the Democrats can't get together with the Republicans. It's got to be reformed. And how long? What's it been? About 22 months. But nobody will go along with these changes that must be made, and everybody's sitting there, God damn them guys, if they would do that, and then they already got you talking surrender. They're talking surrendering a part of your country to goddamn foreign nationals. Entertaining the idea that these miserable fucks in Washington, D.C., that these dirty son of a bitches who represent the international corporate mafia can take your goddamn country away from you and give it to foreigners and hand it over. Entertaining the idea. It's just that, if they can't gather on it, but you know what's really going on here, guys? Nothing has changed. They're pouring over your fucking border. They're writing more visas than ever. Right here in the Northwest, goddamn, you can't even go outside without choking on the smoke. Because, you know, they're not putting the fires out. We've got a new policy. It's called containment. Containment with $5 Mexican shovels, while the people that bring the Mexicans are getting $30 a piece for them, plus, probably about, $1,200, $2,000 a day for the goddamn buses to bring them in. So these fires, we will suck this smoke. This is how much they love you, okay? And this, I mean, Oregon's beautiful, but what the fuck would you even want to come here for now? I guess they're still pouring in from what I understand. But why in the fuck would you want to? You goddamn, the winters are harsh. And you get through the winters to where the real beauty of the state, where it can be enjoyed and stuff. And, you know, first it was the invasions of the Californians coming. You go out to enjoy where you lived all winter, and you couldn't even get out in the goddamn woods because of the snow. And here they all are packed in there. But it's gotten even worse because there's a new industry. It's called the putting out the fire all year long industry, billion-dollar industry. It corrupted. I mean, please, people. For letting it's a new policy called containment. Rather than put the fire out, we're going to. I want you to happen right across the lake here last year. There, a fire. I guarantee it's right by a lake. Oh, we couldn't put it out. We contained it. You see, we keep with those shovels moving around it all year long, and that money just keeps rolling in. That money just keeps rolling in. The contractors keep getting fattening their fucking pockets, and they don't give a shit what you're having to breathing poison oak. Or whatever other kind of poisons that are in the woods that are burning in that smoke that we're having to breathe. They don't give one little shit about it. It's about money. That's all that Donald Trump was put in there for. Because this guy is going to make us a whole bunch of frickin' money. And I mean, it's just like the Union Carbide over there. I can't remember what it was. In one of the foreign countries where they killed all those people. It's about money. It don't matter how many people die. I mean, I'm not, I don't have to breathe it. Is my wallet getting fatter? That's all that fucking matters. These, if the people that kill me are the ones that entertain the idea that they matter at all. That you are so much as significant as a piece of flint or a piece of lint on their britches that they flick off on the fucking floor. All in the name of the American people. Certain military missions and or are not consistent with his constitutional authority as commander-in-chief. You have no constitutional authority as commander-in-chief. The contract has been breached out of existence. You're running a fucking dictatorship, and it's a blatant dictatorship on its face. And you are right, because you are an international communist, just as same as those so-called Antifas and all the other Black Lives Matter, all the other international communists. You are an international communist piece of shit who want to put the people under total control and have control over every bit of our resources. All of our wealth is yours, not ours. We understand it, you dirty constitutional authority. You have no authority. There is no constitution. It's breached out of existence.
Henry.
Yes.
You know, and you bring up a good point about the fires. We were talking about this earlier. 10 years ago, there were no fires. You know. So what's changed? Nothing. And that. So why now?
Well, I told you. You know, not many years ago, that one of the last things I did when I was driving truck is I drove a water tender. And I went out, you know, and I'm a kind of an observant guy. I just don't go there and look at the dirt beneath my feet because I'm getting paid some money, you know, and I just do this and not look around and see what the hell's going on. I see what is going on. I know exactly what's going on. There is billions of dollars being made for containing the fires. Containing a fire is not extinguishing a fire. It continues to make smoke. But this is what's been happening like the last 3 years. They contain the fires until the snow falls and it finally puts them out, and they cannot justify one more day with the $5 Mexican shovels up there taking billions of dollars from the Americans that they're gagging with the fucking smoke. And I mean, this should be something that, I mean, well, again, I guess you could look at your regulators back in 2008. You know, the ones that were making sure that only AAA derivatives went into your 401k. There's somebody supposed to be responsible for saying to me, man, I'm going to tell you guys something, and this is a goddamn truth, and I don't care who don't believe it. I guarantee you, for what they've been spending in the last 3 years containing these fires, they could have fleets of those 747 Boride bombers, and with the satellite technology we have and the spotting technology we have, these fires, no fire would get over 10 acres. It couldn't. They would have it snuffed out, and it would be at a tenth of the cost. Go ahead.
It's terrorism. We're being terrorized.
Yes, we are. We are being terrorized. This is shit, man. I'm going to spend my whole goddamn summer in this house with the air, you know, cleaning thing in one fucking room so that I can breathe. So that these son of a bitches out here, and not of them, they're not even from this goddamn country anymore. That's the ones that Donald Trump loves the most, his international buddies.
I mean, think about it. People buying these expensive boats and motorhomes, and they can't even go outside and enjoy it. You it's just a matter of time before this thing. I mean, it's just getting closer, Henry.
What'll happen?
Walk outside and enjoy your boat anymore.
Yeah, but what'll happen, Mark, is probably soon enough, because there, like you say, there is a lot of money. Because you got the tourism. This is going to be bumping up against the tourism industry. Because it's all industry. Remember that. Nothing exists. There is no free enterprise of any kind in this country. It is all industry. The farming industry, the logging industry, everything is a goddamn industry. And sooner or later, these two industries are going to be bumping up against one another. Because who in the hell is going to want to come and spend their summer vacation sucking fucking smoke? And which, you know, I'm glad to get rid of all of them. I don't want them here either. They have no right to come to my state and invade it so that I can't enjoy it during the months that it is enjoyable, seeing as I live here in the months when it's pure fucking hell to be here. But at any rate, it gets better. It just gets better, people. Because they will bump into each other. And then you know what? You know what they're going to do? They're going to have some investigations. These fucking law firms, you think about this, what they run in the reel in front of you there in Fox News and CNN and all the important, you know, the mainstream truth tellers. What do you got really going on in there in Washington, D.C.? You got law firms taking billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money to run these fucking investigations that have absolutely nothing to do with any one of us sitting in our houses right now, especially me sitting here sucking this goddamn smoke. They have nothing to, but those, that's what's happening. This is money being funneled into these huge law firms. And so when it finally gets to the point, well, there's got to be, there's investigation. They just can't, I mean, this, we can't, we, hell, we can go to Mars? We can send a probe to Mars and we can't put a goddamn fire out no more? We forgot how? I got to shut this door. I got a little echo going. I got, because Mark came to visit and he's sitting downstairs, so I got, that should shut the echo off. But anyway, so you're going to have, so you will, you're going to, and then you know what we're going to do? We're going to have some goddamn multi-billion dollar investigations. And then the investigations will show, well, this is, this policy of containment is a failed policy because it hurt this industry here. And this industry here, and you know, the big, the stakeholders, they can, they'll sue the other industry, the $5 an hour Mexican shovel industry. They'll sue one, you know, sue them, they'll get money and want to compensate the other and want to have to compensate the other if there's too much smoke because of their policy of containment. And then to go back and forth and you and me will suck the fucking smoke and we'll pay for the law firms. How's that sound to you?
Yeah. I have a brilliant idea.
Uh-oh.
The states that aren't getting smoke, their lawyer should sue the states that are on fire and make money.
I see that thing. I mean, it has gotten to the point where people are seeing it for what it is. Seeing it, I mean, this is bullshit. You're not going to sell me. You ain't going to sell us this load of horse shit.
Especially the residents of Oregon. I can't believe they haven't band together and said, fuck this, you know. Fuck you.
I mean, well, you go anywhere. You, Mark, you know, you go anywhere around here, you will hear fuck this. People here that have been here for all their lives, they know better than this shit. I've been going down, you know, on fire since I was a little kid getting on the water truck with my dad. I understand how fires are put out. I've had boride dropped in my fucking yard. I was telling Mark about this earlier. Boride dropped in my yard, the fire right there on the fucking mountain right beside my house. But the bottom line here is, people, what is going on here is it's just everybody's vying. This is the fire cell of America. Everybody's coming to take everything they can as quick as they can because the people have figured out what the hell is going on. And this is another bunch. They put them together a good scam. Because you know how these, you know, here's old Donald Trump again. You know, Mr. Gonna get rid of every goddamn one of them. You're gonna have your jobs back and all this shit. All the H2, I think it's HB3B says, I don't know which one it is, the Forest Service and all these operate under. But I've been, this is what a fire camp looks like. I mean, and this has been probably 8 years ago.
It's transnationalism. I don't think people have heard that term yet, but these carpetbaggers are coming in. I mean, they're just going to milk whatever's left over.
Oh, buddy. And getting sleazier by the minute because they're lower lives. I mean, they're not the lower level thieves. It'll be right down to the goddamn bastard with a knife fucking taking the money out of your pocket before it's all over with. But I'll tell you I've been to fire camps. I see how they fucking work. I went to this fire camp. It was the first fire camp I ever went to. I'd never driven a water tender or anything. You know, I went and did some fire class. A buddy of mine had a truck. He said, will you drive this truck? You know, drive for the fire season. I'll pay you whatever. And I said, yeah, I'll do that. You got to go down here for these classes. And I went as stupid as shit because since I was a kid, I knew how to put out a goddamn fire. I know what a Madoc is. Everybody living around here, goddamn, it used to be a fire popped up here. Like one of the only times when I was young as a child, I ever saw smoke in Chiloquin. A fire popped up outside of town, man. Shit, the people, it was out. It was contained within an acre or two or three. And people out there and just regular folks coming in town, their faces black. They went out there and put the goddamn fire out. You go into a fire camp. This is what I found. Okay, I drive through the main gate. First, I have to go over to the guy who owns the sanitation unit. He's got a contract, okay? And his contract is to make sure, I mean, people drive all over these, I can drive my pickup from one place to the other, and it's nobody's goddamn business, or it ain't yet. but it's going to be. They're working towards it. But to, when I bring this water truck in, I got to bring it under this special shower to make sure that I ain't moving anything biological, you know, like a seed from over in Klamath County over to the next county over, a seed like it ain't riding on everything. It don't ride on the air. I mean, this is such a load of horse shit.
We have to spray your truck to make sure it doesn't have chlamydia.
Exactly. There you go, buddy. So this guy, he's got, here's this Mason and his gig. So he's probably getting about $1,000 a pop for you pulling that truck and truck under there and spraying it up, you know, spraying the shit on it, whatever it is. Okay, so then if I pull out of there and I get down to the goddamn fire camp, yeah, pull into the fire camp and there's like they got two things set up because it was right on a county line and both of these counties are fighting over the fucking money because the money's coming. No, it's just part of it's on his, and I mean this is what it's. This is the first thing you see. Then the truck goes through an inspection, right? So you get, here's another guy. He's making fucking money going by looking at the, you know, goes, he's got to go look through your truck. He's got to make sure that you got all the nozzles and, I mean, and all stuff like, you know, if, when you, this is something that when you sign the truck up, what I'm saying is this is something that should be done once in a fire season. Every fire you go to, they got a special guy. He's getting paid. He's making bank. It's his Masonic part of the fucking deal. So he's going to inspect your truck, check your brakes, all this fucking horse shit. Then you get up there and you pull up and you see the big concessions. I mean, these guys, a 40-foot trailer just for serving food. All of these tents. I mean, this, it's like a little city out there. But the best part is the big part of the city. I mean, this is all the big boys with the big contracts. The guy who owns the brand new Peterbilt with the stainless steel tank on it that just brings drinking water, okay?
It's a fire party.
Oh, buddy. And it is a fire party. But then down below, you got about a half acre of nothing but little tents. Every one of them is a fucking Mexican. And see, you used to, when you were young here, you used to could make money fighting fire. It's a dangerous occupation. And if you would go to do the classes, you, like when you were young, you could go out and you could make good money. But the wage had dropped clear down to a goddamn minimum wage for the people that lived around here for fighting the fires in their own on their own territory, because they're bringing in, I mean, busloads and busloads. The guy goes down, he buys 20 frickin' buses, okay? Each one of those buses, he takes every seat and he puts a mattock or a shovel or a goddamn a pick or an axe, you know, in each goddamn seat. He puts a goddamn cheap-ass tent in each goddamn seat. And then he goes down with those I think they're B3s, visas. And he fills them son of a bitches up with people from across the border. And then they come up and it's the biggest part of the camp. That's it. That's what it is. And then that's when this is right when they start in the policy of containment. I mean, I only saw one fire and it was a federal fire on a reservation where they even had pools. I mean, that's what I did. I'd take the water out to these like 10,000 gallon pools and they had hoses running down because they were actually putting the fire out, but that was on a reservation. And then, man, you want to see some money being made. You get yourself on a federal fire, and where the commander comes up and it's some skinny little fucking bitch, communist piece of shit, and she's in command, and she starts doing they just start doing the dumbest. You're sitting right there, everybody's looking at each other. What the fuck are you talking about? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Didn't we come here to put a fire out or something? But this is what it is, industry, multi-billion dollar industry. That's why we're sucking smoke. They don't give a shit. People have this delusion that somehow that these greedy, psychotic, pedophilic pricks give one rat's ass whether you live or die from day to day. That somehow what you feel or what you think matters. I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter. All that matters is the dinero, okay? And this thing has built, this has been probably 7-8 years ago. And since then, I've seen this whole thing. Like last year over on the other side of the lake where you would be usually hunting grouse and stuff. I couldn't even go over there. It was just socked in like this. And I'm like, what the fuck? How long does it take to put, you know, the fire? I could look. I got binoculars. I can see where the fire is. But they're not putting them out. We have a new policy of containment. And that's what they do. They contain the fires. That means they walk around with shovels and they just, you know, if it starts to go this way, a little bit more, but they don't go in with the piss bags and put the goddamn fire out. They don't come in with the boride bombers and the helicopter. And this goes right by a lake. Okay. This is right by a lake. And I mean, the helicopters, I mean, they have to fly maybe, what, a quarter of a mile to dip and go and dump, dip, go and dump. I mean, that fire should have been put out the first frickin' day.
We developed a nuclear bomb. We can't put out a fire. Come on now, people.
Oh, yes, we can put those fires out, people. We don't have to be sucking the smoke. But like I said, we're at the bottom there. We're going to take our bottom of the break. We'll get back into it when we get through here. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I'm
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free. And no, we weren't. None of us were. None of us were. It's all been a goddamn lie. You know, we'd morphed over from this thing about Donald Trump signing the 2019 NDA to the fire thing. You know, it'd be like what I was getting at with the industry. What'll happen is the tourist industry, government agents, government will sue the fire suppressant agents, industry. And then, and one of them will, you know, get a bunch of money from the other, and it'll be for the smoke, for the damage done to that industry. And, but the people who suck the smoke, the victims, will get shit. It's just like when the tobacco industry, you know, when did the state ever get the authority to sue in my name? When was I relieved of that right? I guess that's when I was relieved with the rest of my Bill of Rights, huh? But look what happened there. So they say the tobacco industry caused all this death and dying and stuff and all this health and all this bad stuff. So the state sues, and the people who smoke the cigarettes, they, fuck you, go ahead and die. I mean, it's just this fictitious idea that they give a shit anything about you. And the money went to the state, didn't it? Or did I miss something here? I was talking to Mark about it a while, you know, yesterday or something. It is a mafia fucking syndicate state, everything in the goddamn country, from the smallest from the lemonade stand to the goddamn corporate industry, it's all mafia. It's all mafia contracting.
Like I said before, it's a gangster economy.
Oh, absolutely. It is. I mean, it is, people. What else can you call it? Like I said, I know what these fires can. I know. I never went to college or for fires or anything, but I sure as hell lived in the goddamn woods all my life. I know that the helicopters don't go. There was a time when the helicopters, man, something like that. You seen the buckets, man? They were dipping. They're putting the goddamn fires out. With the technology that we have right now, and probably a quarter of what is going to be stolen from us, for those $5 Mexican shovels, we could have fleets of 747s loaded with borite, and all it would be, they would just be maintained until they were needed. No fire should be with the helicopters and then the boride bombers. No fire should be able to get over 10. I'm telling you, it shouldn't be able to make 10 acres. The boride bombers just come in. I mean, like a goddamn, like when they were bombing Berlin, you know, come in and just put the son of a bitch out. And then you send in mop up crews to put out all the hot spots and it's done. But then the contract stops. The money stops. Now I'm going back to this because this gets even uglier. This shit with Trump. Finally, Trump seemed to suggest he would not allow any limits on the Yemeni war and would oppose the idea of providing an assessment on possible war crimes to Congress. Sound familiar? I mean, this has just been going on for how long? All my life. Just getting worse and worse by the day. But just like what happened in Iraq, there was no yellow cake uranium. You went and blew a modern day first world country. I mean, they had God high rise buildings. They had industry. They had everything. You bombed them back into the third world because for yellow cake uranium, you murdered their fucking people. You committed genocide on the Iraqi people, and it was all proof. Well, no, that was a lie. There was no yellow cake uranium. We did it to give them democracy, boy. And see. We're a republic. We're supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. We give them democracy. I'm sure they love us for that fucking democracy. I know I'm loving this democracy that isn't supposed to be here in my country that has removed my Bill of Rights.
And I'm sure all the vets at the VA that got contaminated from the depleted uranium are really happy about that too, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, still reaching those people. Because it's kind of hard to go against the people who are calling you a hero. You know? No, I'm not a hero. I'm a victim. What happened to me? I was victimized by an international corporate mafia is what fucking happened in Iraq. And then here Yemen. Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you. You know, I've been, you know, when you bring it up, it's something just clicked in my mind, man. And I wonder, you know, they say these vets are killing themselves, you know, what, 22 to 24 vets a day killing themselves. Do you think that has a correlation with they saw the injustice that was going on, how they was being lied to them, like, and maybe a lot of them just can't live with what they was doing and they knew it was a lie?
I got it.
Just, you know, they probably just offering themselves because, I mean, I sort of think that, man, that, you know, some of them, they probably just can't deal with it. Hey, man, they lied to us. We went over here and we destroyed these people's lives and killed women and killed children just for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that to be so. The thing is, you know, it's a really hard issue to address because I'm not going to call you a goddamn hero because you're not a hero. You were not defending my Constitution. You sure as hell were not defending my Bill of Rights. In fact, you've helped destroy it. But you are a victim because, I mean, I was 18 once upon a time. I was ready to go kill a commie for mommy. But then you raised your hand and you swore to something you didn't even understand. And I tell you, that feeling inside of you, man, when you think you're, man, to die for your country, I mean, John Wayne movies and all this shit you grew up with, all this fucking propaganda, that feeling, you know, and that lump in your throat, that goddamn, I would have died for my country. I mean, I understand it. But these people were suckered in. And then, see, they victimized you. Now, I'll call you a victim. I'll call you a victim all day long. What they did to you is unfucking speakable. They lied to you. They conned you. They had you kill people that you didn't have no reason to kill so that the Jews could have their fucking oil. And then they sent you back here, and then just like every other war, just like with the Agent Orange, two of my neighbors, two adjacent to me, were both in Vietnam. Both of them died of it. And then they treat you like total dog shit. And then it probably does click to you, but then when you turn around, you'll see them all with their vet hats on and stuff. Fuck that. You're not a hero. You're a victim. They've victimized you. You should hate their fucking guts. If you did fight for my Bill of Rights, I'd embrace you. I would do anything I could for you to the grave because you fought for my rights. I cannot do that. I have to tell you, you continue to accept the lie. Because it feels good being called a hero when you're not. When they tell you were over there in Iraq, or you were over there in Yemen, or you were over there in Afghanistan, and you were defending the Constitution and Bill of Rights, my freedoms and liberties. See if you can even sell your own self that horse shit. Go ahead.
It's shameful.
It is shameful.
It's freaking shameful. These people should be ashamed of themselves. Completely ashamed of yourselves.
Yes. Yeah, they should. But the ones that went in, I mean, I understand the young man that goes out there and he really thinks that when you're young, you feel different. I mean, that thought of that patriotism in you, you know, you think this is patriotism. That you're going to, I will defend, this is my country, this is the best country on earth, freedom, liberty, all that shit. And it had nothing to do with it, did it? Really? Look in the mirror and ask yourself honestly. And then and Dion's right. This is probably why a lot of them have just, you know, man, fuck, man, look what I did. Boom. Victim. Not hero. Victim. You will continue to be victims as long as you allow yourself to be victimized. And then you get the internet out there, starts educating people, maybe young people who are not going to fall for this goddamn scam, this lie. To go over and kill people in another country that they have nothing against for the Jews.
I already told my friends, I said, don't you dare go into the military. Don't you dare go into the military. Now, I grew up there up in Tacoma, Washington. We've got Bangor, you know, nuclear base, Boeing, McCord Air Force Base, Fort Lewis. You know, I used to entertain these people, and I told them, I said, don't ever go into the military. And that's something that a lot of us older people should be telling our children. It's like, dude, you just Go do something else. Sell Coke bottles or something, man. Don't go into the military, man, because they're just going to throw you into the meat grinder.
That's all you are. You're just meat for money. That's all in the hell you are. And here, I mean, just what I just read there, Trump seemed to suggest he would not allow any limits on the Yemen war. And would, we got another war, the Yemen war, and would oppose the idea of providing an assessment, that is to assess on possible war crimes. They're killing children over there. They're here telling you, you know, that they'll kill you to take your child to put poison in them. If you try to stop them, you know, because they love children. They'll remove your rights. They'll make your kids into queers because they love children. It's all about the love of the children. Everything they sold us for the last 30 or 40 years, remember? It's for the children. It's always for the children. And here they are. I mean, he would oppose the idea of providing assessment of possible war crimes because you committed them, you son of a bitch. At the same time that, you know, the one's talking about the one before him, Obama, over in Libya, did he commit some more war crimes or did I miss something? Come in, oh, we're going to put in a no-fly zone and went in with goddamn mercenaries and took their whole goddamn country. Why? Because they found a big pool of sweet crude oil off the coast of Tripoli. Anybody with a half a fucking brain knew it. Everybody understood it. Them people just wanted to be left. God help you. God help you if you find some riches on your land. Because there's going to be somebody there coming to help you because they love your children. It's for the children, don't you know? That opposes, even looking into possible, because you know the war crimes have been committed. Going into Yemen was a war crime. Going to take what belonged to somebody else is a fucking war crime. You're doing it for your Jewish masters. I know they're going to throw Saudi Arabia in here, but that's run by Jews too. Despite the fact...
Yeah, we've definitely hit a new benchmark of low morals.
I love this next line. Despite the fact that most of the American public and the corporate media had never heard of the Civil War. Isn't that how they do it? And, you know, next thing you know, isn't that what they did in Libya? They find a big pool of oil. Omar Gaddafi, he comes out and he said, well, we're tired of being stolen from by these internationals, Jew pricks. We're going to go to the gold dinar. We're going to sell this oil in gold. And so the next thing you know, Jesus, people here who are getting houses bought for him, they follow him down the street. He didn't have to have bulletproof glass around him everywhere he went when he was around his own people. All of a sudden, some people came in from somewhere else. It was that bad old, Al-Qaeda. It was that bad old, remember how bad Al-Qaeda was? But Al-Qaeda comes in, and now Al-Qaeda is the good guys. And now there's a civil war being perpetrated on the people of Libya from outsiders. That's not a civil war when somebody invades you with mercenaries. They bombed their schools. They bombed their water facilities. They bombed them until they were too weak to stop them from stealing the oil.
When you try to operate outside of the petrodollar.
Oh, buddy.
You know, with them Jews. All right? I'm going to try to liberate these people down here in Africa. No. We've got special interests.
Yeah, and
down there.
And their stakeholders.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to kill you.
Yeah, it's the stakeholders. You think that this land you live upon is yours, that it's your home, that it's your country. But there's stakeholders and other, clear across the other side of the globe, stakeholders who will come in and they'll take care of things for you. They'll take care of your resources you just discovered. I would advise anybody in the world listening to this, if you find oil, gold, or any riches on your property, hide it. Don't even try to dig it up. At least you'll get to live. Because they'll come in and there'll be a civil war all of a sudden in your country. Don't you think that in Libya, you know, they just had this huge oil find and they're all getting houses bought for them and everything, and they got all this huge money coming in that's going to come to them. Boy, I'm sure that sparked a civil war, ain't you? That just turned the people against one another just overnight. Oh man, we're going to have even more than we ever had. We got a whole pool of oil belongs to us. I wonder who got that oil. Oi. You got any idea who got that oil? Oi. Who's pumping that oil right now? Oi. See, that's something you're not going to hear from these son of a bitches. And then you come down here, like I said, these possible war crimes. Hell yes, it's war crimes. And invading other people's country to take their goddamn resources through murder is a war crime. what was done in Iraq was a fucking war crime. I mean, if that ain't a war crime, then we can just give up on all, just throw the fucking dictionaries away. Because they're meaningless. We are a world without any law. Not just a country, a whole goddamn world without any law. These son of a bitches, internationals are on the loose.
It's totally gangsters. Like, we're going to come into your country, and we want you to give 100% of your resources. Okay, well, let's negotiate and be, you know, somewhat civil here. We'll give you 50%. No! Boom! In the fucking head!
Exactly. And the thing of it is, it's just a small handful. That is, the tormentors of this world, of the people of this world, are a small handful. But they're brutal, and they are evil, and they know no limits. They have no conscience. They're like a rabid dog. They need to be put down. This shit needs, what in the hell are we doing over, like I said, like they say, most of, what do they say here? The American public and the corporate media had never heard of the civil war in Yemen. Well, it's because it just kind of popped up at the same time they found that oil, huh? Until actor Jim Carrey drew a picture of a school bus full of children being bombed. The conflict has raged since 2015. That's when they found the oil. According to the corporate media, they're just there to kill these people and take their fucking resources. And that's what they're doing to us. That's the big plan. This is the big enchilada here. Even as raped as this country has been, we're still the big enchilada. And you think that, and they are doing this to us. It's just, we're such a big place, you know, there's so many millions of square miles. They're doing it all over the place. They're coming in and taking anything that's worth of any value. When they announce asset forfeiture, that's saying we can just, isn't that what they're doing to these people in Yemen? Asset forfeiture?
It's slicker. It's more pimped out. They're using technology. All right, to sit there and scare the people through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, Jesus Christ, just all on him.
And see, the game here in America, though, is that we have the largest army on planet Earth, the armed population of this country. We are the toughest nut to crack, and because this is why they have to have us kill one another. They want it all, people. They want the lint out of your fucking pockets. They don't want you breathing the air that they claim is just theirs. They are the chosen people. It's their air. They want to cull the human beings. I guess you'd call them human animals. They're human herds. They want to cull the herds, and they want to pile the wealth. Just like this is no different than the fiefdoms and the kingdoms of old England. And in Germany, and the Europeans and the Romans, anybody throughout history. I want to take what you have, enslave you, and live luxuriously on what belongs to you. And there is no limit that I'll hire mercenaries to kill you. And that's finally how this shit's going to have to start up. All these goddamn Antifa, these faggot ass little pricks. These are all mercenaries. All of them coming on the other side, the Trumpers. Hey, Trump just now said he don't want to talk about war crimes being committed to children. Hey, people, you love those Trump T-shirts and Make America Great Again? How you feel about killing children? Because it's being done in your name right now for oil to give to your Jewish masters.
I look at like Antifa and some of these other people as they're paid contractors.
There you go. Just like Halliburton. Where did that, when we got $2 trillion from this defense budget for our country that can't exist because there's never been a declaration of war from Congress, the whole goddamn thing is wiped out. This idea of some constitution keeps pissing me off. And people, we're going to bring back the constitution. Fuck you. If this is what the constitution has given us, what we're going to bring back is the Bill of Rights. And we may have, you know, we might even have that very same constitution, but after every clause in it, it will say any violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights is punishable by death. Any American national can charge treason against any government official. And the charge must be accepted. The charge must go before a jury. Every clause, everything, any little bit of tiny bit of power, any notion of power has that statement behind it. Because we're going to have to go through a goddamn lot of dying people to get it back. But I mean, this is just insanity. I mean, if you just took a spaghetti and threw it at the frickin' wall, this is what you'd be seeing. This is out of this world. Anyways, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, I hate the Yemeni. I hate those Yemenese guys for some reason. I think we should be over there bombing their children for some reason. Where's Yemen? What's over there? We're at war with them Yemens. They're bad guys. That's what it is. And that is the Word from the Trenches.